But I welcome you all here this morning. Let's just praise and worship Him this morning.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. Sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
His body
the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured all for love, the whole earth trembled, the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names. Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
This morning is to know more about what Easter is really all about. And Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, what He did for us, what He did for me when I was not deserving any of it, He died for me. My name was on His mind when He was hanging on that cross. That means something to me. It means something to me. In Matthew chapter 28, the scripture reads, "As after the Sabbath at the dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen." And just as he said, "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples, 'He is risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Now I've told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and collapsed at his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for so much. For so much, I thank you. Lord, speak to us this morning. I praise you and I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." His only Son. His one and only Son. "That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You know, this morning I want you to know that there's something that is very powerful that happened during the resurrection. It's so great that your life and your outlook, your future can all be totally transformed and changed. It can be changed. This transformation is available. It is available and is only available. And it can transform you from a place where you feel trapped and without hope to a new place where you can feel true freedom and have a hope for the future. There's so many people that have no hope. But we who believe in this resurrected Christ, we have hope. We have a future. This life here on earth is just temporary. And we know that we will be with him for eternity for what he did, because of what he did for us. This transformation that I'm talking about is such a powerful transformation that it can help you overcome any circumstance that you are faced with. Do you believe that this morning? You know, you can't buy it. You don't get it out of a box. You can't go to the gym. You can't prescribe to it. It doesn't come in a diet plan. I could go on. It's not a makeover. It's not a self-help strategy. This Easter morning, I want to share with you a simple message that can change your life forever. And it's the resurrection power found in knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We need to realize that it's more than just knowing about Jesus and what he did on the first Easter when he rose from the dead. We need to realize this, and we know this for a fact, that today millions of people all over the world will go to church this morning and they'll hear a message like much like what I'm preaching this morning. And they'll leave. They'll hear it and they'll leave this church with nothing changed in their life. And that's not what I want to accomplish this morning. I want you to hear the message, but not only hear it, I want you to receive it into your hearts. I want you to understand that Jesus died for you because he loved you, and God sent his son here because he loved you. It's more than just hearing. In James it says, be doers of the word, not just hearers. We have to believe. I want you to not just hear about Jesus, but I want you to know who Jesus is and what he did and believe it, that he's truly the Son of God. And when you leave here today, you leave changed, different, transformed. And you can experience this. You can experience this. You can experience the living, resurrected God in your life this morning. And all you have to do is just humble yourself and invite Jesus into your life. And he'll wash away your sins. And in doing so, he'll remove all those things in your life. And you'll move from a place to where you were dead in your transgressions to a place where you're alive in Jesus Christ. The unbelievable transforming power of Jesus Christ. I remember the day that I was saved. I moved from a place where I was dead in my spirit, to a place where I was alive spiritually, beyond my comprehension. God changed my life. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe what we believe. There's a lot of people who would try to deceive you by telling you that the resurrection never happened. There's all kinds of beliefs out there. But let me tell you this morning that all the historical facts, all the archaeological evidence proves that Jesus Christ lived and died on a cross and rose again on the third day. If you look at the evidence that we have in our historical documents, we see Jesus really lived. And the evidence that we have on Jesus and about Jesus is undeniable. You know, it's kind of like this. I could ask you if you know George Washington. Do you know George Washington? How many of you saw him in person? I don't think any of us here. How many of you ever have seen him in person or know that he really lived? You know, we have written historical facts about George Washington and some physical evidence even from over 200 years ago. We have eyewitness accounts written of his life, and it's recorded. We have even traditions passed down through the years in our government. But none of us here this morning would dispute that George Washington lived, would we? But I can tell you with confidence that the evidence that we have is that Jesus lived. And he died and he rose again. And that's undeniable. Amen. No matter how much this world today tries to tell you that our beliefs are not right, are not real, we know the truth. And it's undeniable. And I hope that no one here this morning would debate that. But I want you to know that Our Christian faith is not based on fairy tales. It's based on a real person who did exactly what the Bible said he did. The resurrection had a world-changing effect on those first disciples. And I can remember the ones reading about, the ones who were locked in their homes, afraid of the Roman soldiers, afraid of the Jews, scared to death that they would be next. They didn't stay that way. There's only one explanation for the difference we see in their lives, of the lives of those first disciples, where they went from hiding in their homes to being a group of men and women who literally turned the Roman Empire upside down because of their testimony of faith. Story after story where they would gather up Christian believers and they would march them out to be torn apart by lions, and all they could do is praise Jesus. And I remember one story about a man they were gonna kill with a sword, and a Roman soldier stepped out and said, "I cannot let this man die alone for his faith." And he was a believer too. Powerful. Powerful. They didn't hide anymore. They gave their lives, they spilled their blood because of this risen Savior that we believe in. That was it, really, this transformation. Their lives were transformed. I don't know about you, but if I saw my friend nailed to a cross, if I saw him die, and then 3 days later I realized that he had risen from the dead, and then he comes to my house and shows me his nail-scarred hands, and he tells me that he loves me and that he wants me to live for him, guess what? I think I'd follow him. Amen? But just as he did that, the Scripture tells us, so he did that for each and every one of us, and I'm here to tell you, Jesus is here with us today, and he's saying, listen, follow me. I've shown you in the Scripture my nail-scarred hands. I'm telling you what I did for you. Now just follow me and trust me. Live for me. There's more than just this life here. I tell you something this morning, that when you encounter the living power of Jesus Christ and when you give your life to Him, there's nothing going to change you more than that. He'll give you a new life. He will pour His Spirit out into you, and you'll have a new hope. And your heart will be changed. Your priorities in your life will be set into order. And when you encounter the living Christ, you'll realize your mission in life is to live for Him. And that changes your whole perspective. Your family will change, and the way your job is, you'll change. Your hobbies will change. Your money will change. Your dreams will change. Everything comes underneath the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and He becomes number one in your life. And when you encounter the living God in your life, He's going to make some changes in your life, though. But don't worry about that. He'll help you make those changes. I've talked to people throughout my ministry and out my life that they struggle with these strongholds in their life, and they say, well, I believe in Jesus, but I'm still struggling with this. And I say, just take it to Him and don't worry about it. Just give it to Him. Quit trying to change it. Let Him change it. Because it's through His power that we're changed, not our own. There's none of us perfect. You know, the thing is He gives you the desire to make those changes in your life. He puts this new thing in your heart. This new desire. So don't think that you need to clean yourself up before you make decisions. Don't think you need to make drastic changes in your life to receive Christ into your life, because you don't. He'll take you as you are. He died for you as you were. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in other words, you can't scrub it off of you. You can't wash it off of you. You'll never qualify yourself. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash you and make you clean and holy and acceptable in front of the Father. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been or how far you've fallen away. God loves you so much. He doesn't care about where you've been. He doesn't care about how bad you've been. His love is reaching out to you this morning, and no matter your circumstances, He has never stopped loving you. Even if you've ignored Him, and man, have I ever ignored Him in my life. When Jesus was hanging there on the cross, He was there because He loved you, and He was there praying, paying the penalty for all the things that you've done and ever done. There's nothing in life that surprises Him, because He knows your heart. He knows everything about you. He knows every hair on your head. He is the Creator. Again, in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." And that means that whoever will believe in Him, that whoever is everybody. That's every one of us here this morning. If we just call out on the name of the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to make You part of my life. I give myself to You." That's all He wants. Just put your faith in Him and enter into this great covenant with Him, this great relationship that you can have with Him. Let me tell you what you can look forward to when you do that. You can experience the resurrection power in your life and working in your life. And one of the first things you can look forward to is that you will have your name written down in the book of life. Amen. You have a place in heaven. And Jesus said, He said, I go to prepare a place. Who? For who? For you. For those who believe. He's prepared a place for each and every one of us that believe, so that we can have eternal life with Him. You gain heaven and escape hell. The second thing is living for Jesus. He gives you hope and a purpose in your life. And people who don't have a purpose in life, they lose hope quickly, don't they? As Christians, you will learn that God has a plan for you in your life. And it doesn't matter if you feel like you have wasted all your life. Because sometimes we feel that way. It doesn't matter how long you've ran from God. It doesn't matter whether you're young or you're old. He takes you like you are, and He uses you just where you're at. He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us, and He'll give you the gifts that you need. He'll give you the talents that you need to accomplish the purpose that He has set before you in your life. He uses us right where we're at. Sometimes He does call us away, but He uses us right where you're at. The resurrection power, God's Spirit living in you, will be something that people will not be able to explain in your life. And you'll be amazed at how God will use you if you just let Him. Number three, the power of God in your life will turn you into an overcomer. You know, as Christians, you know, we're not promised to be free from problems in our life. Many of us have lots of problems, and becoming a Christian doesn't wipe away our financial debt. It doesn't keep you from being sick. It doesn't insulate you from this world. But there is a but in there. But when trials come and problems arise, God's Spirit living in you will help you to be an overcomer in your spirit. God will help you to keep the right perspective. And God will give you the grace to handle anything that comes your way. Anything that comes your way. There's lots of things that I don't understand, but I know that God is with me through it all. This Easter, I want to give you a message of hope that Christ has risen. He is a risen Savior, and He did this for you. And I want to tell you this morning, if you haven't received Christ into your life, you can receive it right now. If you've been looking for something missing in your life, just look to Him this morning. If the Holy Spirit is drawing you this morning, if the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart this morning, you'll know it. It's that same Spirit that will live inside of you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That same Spirit will come into your heart and will change your life. God is the same Spirit today as He was then, and He still transforms lives just like He did in the early church. He hasn't changed. He still calls people. So I ask you this morning, do you want to be a world changer for Jesus Christ? Do you want to change this community for Jesus Christ? Just let Him come into your life. Sometimes we walk away from Christ. Sometimes we get away from Him. Sometimes we say, you know, I've heard people say, well, I once went to church and I once did this and I once did that. Well, now it's the time. Today is the day to say, I want to be an overcomer again. I want to live for Christ like I know He wants me to. Will you give your life to Jesus this morning? Will you let Him transform your life and give you peace and hope? The hope that can only be found in Him. Nowhere else can you find that hope. I'm here to testify to you today. I know that power. I know Jesus. I've had things in my life that I could not explain or could not understand, but I just put my faith and trust in Him, and I knew that no matter what happened in my life, that God would see me through it some way, somehow. and I always had hope. Will you give your life to Jesus today? Maybe there's things you've been struggling with this morning, and you don't know what to do. I do. Just give it to Jesus. It's simple. It's very simple. You just have to ask Him. That's it. Just say, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart. I'm going to give a moment here. Verna's going to play a song. Struggling.
Hurting and broken
this morning, I just invite you to come forward.
Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin.
You can just
Jesus is
ask Him to come into your life. There's things you've been struggling with in your life, just give it to Him. Just turn it over to Him.
For a drink from the well.
Let His resurrection power transform you into person that He wants you to be.
Oh, come to the altar. The
I invite you this morning on this Easter Sunday as we remember what Christ did. What better day than to give your life to Him?
Jesus Christ. And mistakes come today. There's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes, a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to
Amen.
The altar.
Praise you, Father God.
The Father's arms are open wide.
Amen. Just come to Him. Just give your life to Him this morning. Leave here better than you came. Amen. Praise you, Father God.
Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
Isn't He wonderful?
Yes, He is.
Christ is
risen.
Yes. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Yes. Opportunity. Amen.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness. was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar.
Amen.
The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bear your cross as you wait for the crown.
Yes, yes.
Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Yes, Father God. Dear Lord, we just come again to you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for what you did. Lord, thank you for this great love that you've displayed. Lord, let us give our lives for you. Lord, let us leave here better than we came and always remember what you've done. Let us live in this transforming power of your resurrection. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.